Let's follow up now on the story of that powerful new computer worm that is apparently capable of causing power plants or pipelines to blow up. It's a cyber superweapon called Stuxnet. Experts suspect the intent is to disable nuclear facilities in Iran, but it could have consequences its creators did not anticipate, as NPR's Tom Gelton reports.
When cybersecurity experts get together, they usually talk about such things as the latest techniques in credit card fraud. But the big session at the Virus Bulletin Conference in Vancouver, Canada yesterday was one called Stuxnet, An In-Depth Look. It was arranged by the Symantec company, whose researchers have been analyzing the computer worm for several weeks now. Eric Cheen, technical director at Symantec's Security Response Unit, says he and his colleagues have been stunned by what they have found.
I've been dealing with malicious code threats for 15 to 20 years now. I've seen every large sort of outbreak, and we've never seen anything like this. And it fundamentally changed our job, to be honest.
Because studying a computer worm designed to sabotage a power plant or gas refinery is a far cry from thinking about some virus engineered by a lone hacker.
It changes the urgency at which we have to analyze these threats and understand them and make sure the people who are affected know they're affected and how to get themselves cleaned up.
The Symantec researchers say the Stuxnet worm was designed by a well-funded, well-organized group, perhaps affiliated with a government. They're convinced it was meant to target facilities in Iran. The worm was apparently designed to penetrate and take over the computerized control system used in nuclear plants there. But it's becoming clear the repercussions may go far beyond Iran.
Now that it's released, numerous other people will take that and go, aha.
Stephen Spoonamore is a veteran cybersecurity consultant who has spent years pursuing hackers. He thinks some other group may now be able to take the Stuxnet computer code and modify it slightly to create their own cyber superweapon. Symantec's Eric Cheen is not sure it will be all that easy, but if nothing else, he says, other cyber warriors are likely to be inspired by what Stuxnet has been able to do.
People have been talking about this in theory for a long time, and we have, you know, movies that have sort of demonstrated this kind of thing, but it's never really been done, and now it's been done.
The Stuxnet story raises the question of what the consequences of using a cyber weapon might be. Maybe Pandora's box has been opened. This weapon, or one modeled after it, could soon come back in even more dangerous form. Security experts call this blowback. Some experts are convinced the Israeli government developed and used the Stuxnet worm as a weapon to disable a nuclear plant in Iran. After all, hitting the nuclear plant with a 500-pound bomb would have produced far more collateral damage than attacking it with a cyber weapon, right? Stephen Spoonamore is not so sure.
Compared to releasing code that controls most of the world's hydroelectric dams, or many of the world's nuclear plants, or many of the world's electrical switching stations, I can think of very few stupider blowback decisions.
Here's the situation. Even as U.S. and other Western cybersecurity officers scramble to find new ways to protect industrial facilities from a Stuxnet-like attack, their governments, in all likelihood, have their own people developing new cyber weapons that are not unlike the Stuxnet worm. Deputy Defense Secretary William Lynn, speaking last night about U.S. cyber war plans at a meeting in New York, said he did not know where Stuxnet came from. Asked about the U.S. military's own offensive cyber arsenal, Lynn refused to comment. A cyber professional who has worked on both sides says the offensive and defensive players bring different mindsets to their work. Those on the offensive side, he says, tend to focus more narrowly on the accomplishment of their warfighting mission and may not pay as much attention to the wider consequences. Tom Gelton, NPR News, Washington.